the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. It's another Chubbs Gone Wild. This is episode 655, recorded on Monday, August 17th, 2026. Happy birthday, Madonna. Well, actually, her birthday could have been yesterday, too, so I don't remember. I just know it's around this time. Anyway, hey, guess what? It's 92 degrees and sunny in Chubbland. Are you enjoying this weather?
I was enjoying the weather from a couple days ago better.
Yeah, that's true.
Although this is, you know, mid to lower 90s, which is normal for us during the summer, and it cools off at night. So, you know.
Which is very nice. There were a couple very uncomfortable nights a while back.
Well, I was uncomfortable last night because the humidity got up to 80, over 80% humidity.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I know. And even though it was 64 outside, but it still felt sticky. You know, one of those where the blanket on's too hot, the blanket off's too cold.
Yes.
Oh, I hate those. I hate that.
And even
one
though
or the other.
We have a lovely air conditioner, and I have a beautiful humidifier that somebody who I absolutely adore sent to me. Still feel it. All right, hey, it is 21 days until Labor Day, 75 until Halloween, 56 until Thanksgiving in Canada, and 130 days until Christmas, although Mrs. Claus says it's 131. So we will honor her.
Yeah, she's counting the day.
Yeah, that's very sweet. We love Mrs. Claus. Let's see, Patreon. Patreon offers a way for folks to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcast videos, books, more. We want to thank our amazing current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from the Universe, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix, Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/madburlingame to find out how you can be part of our little fam for as little as a dollar a month. And also, we want to give a little shout out to our new free member, Mr. Brother Sinatus. All right, today's affirmation center. Today, I choose to meet the world with gratitude and possibility. That's hot. Okay. Let's see what happened today in history, throughout history, because that's what we do. We educate and we live through history. August 17th, in 1842, President John Tyler is burned in effigy outside the White House. So he wasn't actually burned, just like a figure of his was burned. 1862, the U.S. Dakota War begins in Minnesota. That's where the Ingalls live, don't you know? 1877, Billy the Kid killed.
Wait, the Ingalls?
Well, yeah, they lived in Minnesota and Dakota and stuff for a while. Yeah.
Oh.
You know, the little house on the prairie.
Yeah, the prairie is not Minnesota.
Yeah, I know, but they trekked many a distance so that they could become
Oh,
homesteaders.
that's well, you probably know better than I since you're watching the Little House on the Prairie again, so.
Well, and I've read the books and all that stuff. So yeah, I was a little bit of an Inglesfile. Is that right?
Ew.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds dirty. All right. 1877, Billy the Kid kills his first victim. That's what we need to know. 1969, Woodstock. Woohoo!
Yeah, it
Tell
was
you.
going on. It was going on the, I think it was the 16th or the 15th through the 17th. Yeah, so that was
Yeah.
a summer of love.
I know. I mean, that would just be incredible to witness. Anyway,
Oh, no, girl. No, it was not
dirty and smelly
filthy
and
and it rained and it was all
yeah,
muddy. I
muddy.
couldn't deal with the mud. I mean, for me, if I came in like a VW van and I didn't have to leave it, that'd probably be okay.
Yeah, well, but I'm just
And
talking
all
about
those
the
fucking
music
hippies.
and the
Ah.
yeah, flower power, man. Yeah. 1977, Elvis Presley's funeral generates a record-setting demand for flowers in Memphis.
Yeah. And then all I could talk about was fucking Elvis dying on my birthday. He didn't die on my
Oh,
birthday, but it was still going on because he died, I think, the 15th or
yeah.
16th. And then they buried him. And it was like, oh my God, am I going to ever hear the end of this? Where's my happy birthdays?
Oh, poor Elvis.
I was turning 18. This was my one of this is a
Yeah, no,
milestone.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Oh, yeah,
oh yeah.
that
Hey, are you gonna
on.
die on the toilet like Elvis did? I got
Yeah.
that on my birthday.
Yeah, like on my 50th, when I was like, yes, finally, I'm gonna have a big celebration. I'm gonna do something really special for my 50th. Oh, look, it's COVID. Everybody stay home. That was just lovely. Let's see. 1978, the Double Eagle 2 completes its first transatlantic balloon flight. Uh-oh. It's talking about the trans again. And they want transgender for balloons. 1987, Nazi leader Rudolf Hess dies in Spandau prison. That sounds good. 1998, Bill Clinton becomes the first sitting U.S. president to testify as a subject of a grand jury investigation. He did not have sex with that woman. All right, some famous birthdays.
Can we point out that how
Yeah.
ridiculous that was?
Yes, but by the legal definition and where they were, but yeah, I'm sorry. She
I
had the
mean,
evidence right there on her dress, you know what I mean?
yeah, that's
Which
beside
means
the
that
point.
she's didn't swallow, which is just sad. Just sad. Anyway, moving on. Sorry, Kathy. Famous birthdays. 1787, Davy Crockett, the front Tiersman, actually 1786, sorry. 1893, Mae West was born. 1920, Maureen O'Hara. 1943, Robert De Niro. 1958, Belinda Carlisle from Zigogo's,
And you know it's
who
funny
are
that,
touring right now.
and right the day before Madonna was born,
I know, that's incredible.
and I looked it up.
Although,
It's the 16th.
now see, here's the next thing, which is very interesting. So yes, it would have had to have been the 16th because 1960, Sean Penn, who was her first husband, was born. And I remember that his birthday was right after hers. So yeah. And then we have 1969, Donnie Wahlberg, the singer and actor, not to be confused with his asshole brother. Moving on, famous deaths. Well, in 1786, Frederick the Great, King of Prussia, died. Do you remember that?
No, but I do remember that Donnie Wahlberg is married to Jenny McCarthy, who's an anti-vaxxer,
Oh,
MAGA, MAGA, MAGA.
that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so before you start
Disgusting.
bad-mouthing Mark, remember, it
Oh
runs in the
no, I'll
family.
badmouth Mark all I want in his little racist rants.
Well,
Anyway, moving
okay, so,
on.
okay, whatever.
1979, Vivian Vance. left us. Very sad day. I love the Vivian dance. All right, 1983, Ira Gershwin, lyricist. And 1990, Pearl Bailey, singer and actress. Another amazing person. Amazing, amazing talent. All right, well, let's see if we celebrate any holidays today, shall we? And my goodness, there's a little bit more today. So let's start with Baby Boomers Recognition Day. I recognize you. There, I've celebrated. All right. Balloon Airmail Day. Seriously? Really? Okay.
Well, maybe it's that transatlantic balloon thing that was going on.
Yes, transgender balloons. That's true. Then we have Cupcake Day, but only in Australia, so we can't celebrate. It's National Number Two Pencil Day. Do you remember what accountants do when they're constipated?
No, what?
They work it out with a pencil. Anyway, kid joke. Okay, National Black Cat Appreciation Day. Any of yours black?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we have one that hangs out on our trash cans that is just a pure midnight black. Just
Hey, that's what ours is called,
he
Midnight.
wants. Yeah, really. There you go.
Well, and we do have Sean. Sean is a calico, but it's calico and black.
Sean is also a female name because calicos are females.
I know.
Yeah, so that's very sweet though, and
It's very weird because it's got like a longer hair is black and the shorter hair is calico. So it's a interesting mix. I'll send you a picture
Okay,
later,
you know,
but
we have one that's kind of like that. So yeah, yeah, do please.
and I call it Sean because its hair is always messy.
That's sweet. Anyway. Okay, so yes, black cats. We love black cats. I love my feet today.
I
Well, I
hate my
do love
feet.
my feet. I
I hate my feet, and I
I'd
hate
like
feet
to
in
look
general.
I'd like to see them more often, but
Well, you know what I dislike about feet? Just about everything. Okay, they're ugly. They're ugly. Feet are horrible. I hate sandals.
Oh, yeah, I don't care for sandals.
And flip-flops, and it's like,
Oh,
okay,
I absolutely detest
just
flip-flops.
because it's hot doesn't mean you can walk around with ugly feet.
Yeah.
And the worst part is, I mean, I know a lot of people like feet, and feet can be okay,
Well, everybody's got their thing. Yeah.
but what I hate is people who don't take care of their feet. Like a friend of mine, she always had a hard cracked heel on both sides. And it was gross. It was so gross. And then snaggly toes and long nails. Oh my God.
Well, I happen to know a dear friend of ours who pays $30 a month to have a pedicure now.
Oh,
And
which.
he would never have done that in the past. But since he got it on a special, he tried it and now he's addicted to it.
Well, and the thing about pedicures always hurt me. That's why I don't like them. But
Okay. Yeah.
they're well worth it.
Oh,
And
yeah.
the poor woman usually that does it, they don't get paid enough.
I always wanted to go to one of those like fish things, you know, where you put your feet
Yeah.
in the fit and the little fish nibble on them. I just think that would be very, very cool. But yeah, I
Well,
have done.
that's if you've got like a lot of skin
Right.
flaky
Yeah,
and
and I don't, so because I always wear shoes. It's just my thing. I always, yeah,
Yeah. Well,
but
it's better for you. You need the support.
that's
Your
true.
feet need the support. So anyway, go ahead. Go
All
ahead.
right. Let's see. Okay. This is the National Meaning of Is Day.
What?
The national meaning of the word is. I have no idea. All right. It's also National Nonprofit Day. Have you given to a nonprofit lately?
Yes, actually.
Oh,
Well, not a
really?
nonprofit, but a startup, I should say. And
I
I'll tell
love
you about it.
that.
I'll tell you about it in my week.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, actually, no, I'll tell you about it in my chug bug. There it is.
Oh, good.
Okay.
All right. National Pineapple Juice Day, and we all know what that's for.
Oh,
National.
yeah. Well, you know, the other night when I had the I went to the
Oh,
pop-up.
no. Yeah.
Well, it's the Al Pastor, and what they do is they lay all these meats down in kind of a on top of each other, and then they cook it, but they put a pineapple up on top of it, so as it heats, the pineapple juice goes
Oh,
over it. So,
okay.
yeah, I didn't know that before, so I just found that out.
Oh. National Thrift Shop Day. Do you like thrift shops?
I hate thrift shops.
Oh, why? All the psychic energy of the past attacking
Well, no, it's just a crap. I wish they had
you.
more. Actually, there's too many clothes and not enough crap, if that
Well,
makes
that I
sense.
agree with, but yeah, I like thrift shops, but definitely not for the clothes because, that never fit. And I'm not wearing those muumuus. National Vanilla Custard Day. Sometimes. I have to
Yeah, I
admit.
mean,
Yeah.
Boston cream pie would have vanilla.
Still
Yeah.
never had a good one of those. I really want one. It's National Stay Home With Your Kids Day. Kind of done that. And then also National World Eggplant Day. Goodness. Okay. Pineapple juice, eggplant, feet. My
Now,
goodness. Somebody's having a real good day today.
do you like eggplant?
Actually, Mr. Larry Dean has made eggplant that I actually really enjoyed. But as a general rule, I haven't had anyone except him cook it to the point that I liked it.
You'd probably like it. What did he fry it?
I
Or did
don't.
he parmesan it?
Yeah, he Parmesan the hell out of it.
Okay. Because, yeah, do you like fried green tomatoes?
I think I do. I remember trying them a long time ago, and I don't remember hating them.
Yeah, because I find that fried eggplant is pretty close, because you basically cook it the same way you do fried green tomatoes. So, and yeah, it's yummy.
Have you ever? I'm sure you've had, but the little green tomatoes that they pickle and sell in the supermarket in the
Yeah,
jar.
I'm not a big pickler.
Oh, yeah, I've had those, and those were my favorite. Like, if I wanted something pickled, I'll choose those first.
Okay.
Yeah,
Good to know.
good.
Are they ripe or are they green?
They are green tomatoes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's celebrate some birthdays because I'm sure we've got a lot of them. Seems to be that time of the month when your friends have birthdays, they'll appear here. Don't do that to me. You don't play with me when I'm recording. Okay. Birthdays. Come on, people. Get it going. Son of a bitch. Sorry, moment. We ran into a technicality here. All right. Happy birthday to Becky. Oh, it's Mr. Adam Burns from the Pride 48. Happy birthday, Adam. And then we have do. We're skipping those because they're old. Upcoming birthdays. Happy birthday to Josh Zuckerman, who is a absolutely amazing recording artist, plays a mean violin, and now teaches school. Very, very cool guy. And then one of our amazing actors, who I absolutely adore, Mr. John Hancock. Many a wonderful, interesting story we could tell about Mr. Hancock. Also to Kelly. Wait a minute, I know this guy somewhere. It's Mr. Tom Swanner. That's right. His birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday. Also to Amir. Oh, and here's another, the whole Madonna Sean Penn thing. Juan, after Mr. John, his husband Juan's birthday is the next day. Isn't that incredible? I love that. All right. And then we have Mike, Carl, Sharon, David, Sam Catalano, one of the people that we worked with on many, many
Yeah,
projects.
his is the 21st.
The 20th.
20th. Oh, that's right. Yes,
Yeah.
right.
And then, oh my goodness, we have a patron's birthday. Mr. David Null. Happy birthday,
Happy
Mr. Phoenix Day.
birthday.
Then we have Steve, Tamara, and all my stars and garters, another of our fam. Mr. Moose P. His birthday's coming up.
Yep.
And then we have Victoria Scott, Precious, oh, Princess Hannah. Haven't heard from her in a hot minute. And then we have Jake, oh, from all of It's All About Me podcast, formerly Mr. Mark. Happy birthday. He's going to be 55 whole years old. Then we have Jeff Young, Phil, Richard, and Jeffrey. Happy birthday, y'all. You have a wonderful exiting of the birth canal. TM. All right. What we got here? Well, yes, we do have Tom's birthday coming up. You doing anything special for your birthday?
McCoonies.
Yay! Your favorite place. I want to go there again and have a Benjamin roll. And then I hear in just a couple days you have another little celebration going on. What would that be?
That would be our 21st anniversary.
Wow, is that together or married? Well, it wouldn't be married
Together.
because that was the 14th.
Yeah, it's together.
Yeah.
And let's see, so it would be 8 years together and 13 years married.
That's pretty cool. So 21 years together. So that's pretty much when you met him.
22. So 22 will be
So one more
half,
year, and
one
then
more
he'll have
year.
doubled in age, and you'll have to trade
Yeah.
him in for a new model. No, not really. No. All right. Hey, and we do want to wish Mr. Moose and David a very, very happy birthday. We're glad that you are part of us. And now I think I'll use all of that for my chub hugs. And then what do you have?
Okay, well, we just on YouTube, there was just a YouTube video that came out. This guy, I don't know who he is, but he's been promoting things around town, this guy on YouTube. And so he had one that he's talking about how there's a new video store opening up in Sacramento,
What?
right in Oak Park. Actually, right across the street from Fixins.
Huh.
They're opening up in October. So the information got to my Facebook VPD family. VPD was the distributor that I had worked for 21 years. Oh, another 21 years. And so, oh, naked. Okay.
And afraid.
No, not afraid. Anyway, so it had gotten to our little Facebook posts and sent out to everybody. And so I what happened was we're like, let's contact them and see if they want some old movies. So
Oh.
you know, 'cause when I was working for the distributor, almost, I mean, they kept giving us movies. You know, it's like we started getting we started with screeners, and then they stopped wanting to do the screeners. And when the movies came out, they just gave us the movies. So, you end up with a lot of movies you don't want. And so, I went down there yesterday and met with them, took down some movies. One of the people I used to work with, she had just been down there with her husband, dropped off a bunch of movies. So I told the guys, we'll do what we can to get you as many things as possible. Fill up your catalog area so you don't have to purchase, a Gone with the Wind. You don't have to purchase a Sound of Music. Things that you're going to want to have on hand for the catalog, but
Right.
not a lot of it. So, and then, but anyway, so they're opening up, and it's like I'm thinking, okay, good luck, because video
Yeah.
stores. I mean, most people I know don't even have a DVD player anymore or a Blu-ray player. So,
Wonder if they'll rent them.
and so they're going to rent them out. They're going to have some retail. They're going to have some used stuff. They're going to have movie nights to make it more of an event place to go to and be able to wander through shelves and look for movies that you want, like we all did back years
Yeah.
ago. And so it's I wish them Chubb hugs. I wish them well. I hope it works out. I mean, look at nobody wanted vinyl in the 90s, and now everybody wants vinyl.
Yeah.
So not everybody, but enough people to keep the vinyl business alive.
Right. Yeah.
So good. Chubb hugs out to them. And of course, the people in Indiana, the people in Hawaii, just
Yeah.
the flooding that's been going on in both those places, the earthquake in Indonesia, the earthquake in Japan. I mean, it's a mess right now. Just a mess. And we've got this El Nino sitting out, in the Pacific that's pointing right at us and Mexico. So we'll see what happens there too.
Right. Yeah. Oh.
Fun times.
But there's no global warming.
No. No. And by the way, the humidity that you're going to feel over the next few days is coming from Hawaii. 'Cause the hurricane kind of went through the islands, and now it's kind of heading, it's petering out, but heading towards the west coast.
Right. All right. Well,
Okay, yeah.
that actually leads us right into, since there's nothing in our feedback this time, to celebrity deaths. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I think
What?
I tell a lie. Hold on.
There's nothing there.
Oh, this one would be so mad if I didn't say this. Kathy Bacon, cover your ears. Mr. Nephi wrote in and said, regarding Tom's question about which celebrity with a vagina-related name will be the next to die, I sure hope it's not Jerry Mathers who played Beaver on Leave It
Oh,
to Beaver.
okay.
So,
That's a good one. That's good.
yes, yeah, I well thought of, yeah.
It didn't happen, but we did have some celebrity deaths,
Yeah.
other than the allegedly dead Mitch McConnell. No one's still seen him. I swear to God, they wheeled him out in an urn, and he's sitting on a shelf somewhere until they figure out what they're going to do.
I have to say that as much as I think that this, I'm like, interesting conspiracy. When you think of it in the past, like from our past, like a long time ago, like before we were born or when we were just born, something like this would have been a, what a weird thing, you know, one of those In Search of shows. But living through something like this, like what the actual F? And where is the Leonard Bern or Leonard Bernstein? No, Woodward and Bernstein. Where are the reporters like them that will actually put shit out anymore?
Well, I mean, there were plenty of reporters trying to get in, and people have actually gotten in the hospital and said that there's no security inside. There was only security outside the hospital.
Right.
And
But you know, I mean, I those two wouldn't have stopped. They would have tracked down till they either found DNA evidence of ashes or something. There's got to be, they can't just hide these records, death records anyway, for the most part that I know of. Anyway, I'm
Yeah.
sorry. Just, it's ridiculous. Moving on.
Okay, Now, I don't know if this kind of counts as a vagina thing, but we did lose Tyler Duckworth. He was a two-time winner of MTV's The Challenge and a former Real World Key West star. He died. And the thing that was interesting about him was that he was a gay winner. He was one, because usually on these shows, the gay guys are always out early. They're not quite as mean or as strong or whatever, but he won twice. So that was something.
Wow. That's
He
why
was
I
only in
like
his
Nick.
40s, by the way.
Yeah. That's why I like Naked and Afraid, because yeah, you can just we've had several gay winners. Yes.
So, and then yesterday, shockingly, Hayden Panettiere, best known for her roles in Heroes, Nashville, she died at the age of 36. There's not been said why she died or how she died, but leaving behind her child named
Aya.
Kaya.
Yes, the same name as my dog.
Yeah.
I have it from somebody who knows what the hell is going on with that type of thing that says that they may not be releasing anything because they may suspect that her boyfriend, who has been abusive, apparently, history of abuse, may be at fault.
Okay.
So they may not be singing much, but who knows? I
We'll find out shortly.
yes. All
Okay.
right. What did you get up to this week?
Okay. So, just kind of on the shows, Eye of the Storm over on HBO. They had the October 24th or October. Wait, don't get hurt. October 2024. It was the big kind of hurricane that hit Spain. And oh my God, the flooding. Well, it looked pretty similar to the flooding that we've been seeing lately, but it just went through this town. And they, like, what happened was they were trying to, this one place, they were trying to hold it off. It was like an art studio, and the door flew open,
Oh,
and the water rushed through and blew out the other door, and they just had a fucking river flowing through their building. And it was crazy. The people were sitting in their two-story, on the second and third floor, looking down because the first floors were getting flooded. Cars were just floating down the fucking street. It was insane. And this is, these kind of places aren't used to that kind of thing. So
Right.
no one believed it or even considered it was going to be anything more than just some rain. So let's see, Big Brother this week. God, there's this bitch named Haley, and I just hate her so much. She was head of household 2 weeks ago, put up a bunch of people, and so then the next week, Lala, not to be confused with the hurricane, Lala put Haley up, and all she did was cry and bitch about, why am I being harmed? What did I ever do to anybody? And it's like, bitch, you are the one I hate right now. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. Okay, so I just want to share that. Project Runway is still pretty fun. It's LaRoche is just so mean. He's one of the judges, but he's the Simon Cowell. They need to have somebody that's truly, truly insulting these people's talent. And as much as I hate it, it's kind of funny. Like, something will walk down and he'll put a card in front of his face and look at Heidi and go, that is just ugly. And it's like, oh no, we all heard that. You just got to be. These people are sensitive artists. Come on. Miss Pat's been, I'll tell you, now that you have an opportunity, you should watch a few episodes of Miss Pat. I think you're going to really enjoy it. This last their cliffhanger from season 2 to season 3 was she got Miss Pat got pregnant. Now this woman's in her 50s, right? And she's pregnant, and it's like, she sets up an appointment for the abortion clinic, and her husband's like, no, I have a choice here too. And she goes, no, you don't, because I've already done the procedure. And they have a big breakup kind of moment, and but they're dealing with real topics. I'm shocked. I mean, like I said, I figured it was just going to be, silly comedy, but they're really dealing with some issues. I'm really liking it. Still, we're watching Big Mouth and Cougar Town again. Ted Lasso, which is back on Apple TV. Just what a delight. This is a perfect situation of when you like the character so much that when the next season comes, it's like, oh, I'm seeing my friends again. Like I'm sure you do with what are those Three Witches show, that when you
Which one? Charmed?
Charmed. Yeah. Where, when you see it, you kind of go, oh, okay. It's like hanging out with your girlfriends, And with Ted Lasso, these people are so lovely and so charming, and just, it's kind of like the British Bake Off, It's just like hanging out with them. And one that you should watch, it's on HBO. No, it's on Hulu. And I'm really having fun with it. It's The World's Dumbest Person. And so what happens is they've got these famous people, and everyone wants to not be the winner. I don't want to be called the dumbest person in the nation. And it's and like I said, you're watching it and you're going, okay, well, that's an easy question. I can't believe they didn't get that one. And then it makes you feel better about yourself, and you're laughing at them. It's all around good entertainment. Well, that doesn't sound like it, but it is. Alone Australia, again with these people. I am so over it. I really am. One guy, he's from, I think he said he was from Poland, but he grew up in Australia, basically. He's got things that he's been doing. He made a spinning wheel so he could make his own a fishing line out of some of the plants, and he's got all these things that he's doing that takes his mind off how bored and how lonely he is. So I like, and then, oh, I hate it, I hate it. Oh, wait, now I'm starting to get fish. Okay, I like it now again. It's like, oh my God, you people just suck. And they're all, like I said, they are all people who are dealing with who have spent time with survivalists. They're some sort of survivalists, and they can't survive. This is true. Oh God, I didn't build my shelter good enough, and we had a big storm. Well, that's because you're stupid. You knew that you were going to get these kind of storms. What are you thinking? Put some logs down to get the water to not flow through your camp. What is wrong with you? I know that, and I don't camp. Okay, sorry. New show on also on Hulu called The Shards. Have you seen this? It's the new Ryan Murphy TV series. It takes place in 1980, 80, 81, and it's in Los Angeles, and it's all these hoity-toity, I don't know if they're teenagers, or they've got to be teenagers, even though they look like, yeah, they're teenagers, but they look like, they're in their mid-20s. But what's happening is there's serial killers, because I was living in Los Angeles in the 80s. There were fucking serial killers all over fucking Los Angeles.
I remember.
And so what they did was they kind of, just kind of pumped it up and made it even worse. And so the main character and his friends are somewhat being targeted, or, well, they're just finding out they're being targeted by the serial killer, whoever the serial killer is. And of course the kids are all super beautiful. Richard Gere's son's one of the characters, and Christie Brinkley's, wait, no, not Brinkley, it's the other one, Chris, the dark-haired girl, model, not Christie Brinkley.
Brooke Shields?
No. Anyway,
Christy McNichol?
no. Okay,
She
just
was the
stop.
Chiefs fan.
Stop.
Sorry.
When you look at her, you go, "Oh, okay, I know who her mother is." Okay,
Okay.
because they look very much alike. So, but it's also they're just these children are vapid. They just you're watching them going, "Oh my God." Now I see why the serial killer is going after them. They're all just horrible people. So, but it's Ryan Murphy, and it's a little something different. I like serial killer shows, so that's fun. And the first two, I think the first four episodes are available right now, and then there'll be two more in next week, and then one the final week. So I think there's only seven episodes. Oh, I went to In-N-Out Burger and
Oh.
a couple days ago, and I got a burger animal style. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
I've gotten fries animal style, but I never got the burger animal style. So, and I kind of liked it. It was a little mushy, but it was tasty because I like Thousand Island dressing on burgers.
Yeah, me too.
So, and they throw an extra onion and so that was it was kind of fun. I'd never tried that before. Now, I don't know what I wrote. I wrote prostitution or dating text, and I unfortunately can't remember what that meant. And so I'll keep trying to remember that one. I did see David Cross at the Punchline. He did an evening of stand up, and he was really good. He was very funny. I had never really seen his stand up, but I knew his comedy. I knew, what his sense of comedy was. And what was really cool was at one point he did say, because he would talk about something, and then like, for instance, he was talking about how his daughter was questioning Santa Claus, whether Santa Claus was real or not. And so they finally, because they didn't want to lie to her, so the mother finally said, "There's no Santa is in your heart." And she's like, "Oh no." And she's going, "So there's no Santa, there's no Easter Bunny, there's no Tooth Fairy. I mean, jet fuel will not melt steel."
God.
So he just kind of throws in the 9/11 thing, conspiracy. And that's what he did. At one point, he's talking about something, and he goes, "And of course, Donald Trump's a pedophile, a child rapist." And
Oh,
he
gosh.
and fortunately, the audience knew what to expect, because I thought, "Oh God, please don't let there be a MAGA guy in here." And I didn't hear any boos, so that was good. We were watching the Trump's running around with the what looks to be the biggest fucking diaper in the world, on and I had said, "Well, if I had if would you be my Natalie if I had a diaper?" And he goes, "No, change your own fucking diaper." "Oh, okay, great. 21 years means nothing. No diaper changing." So, and then let's see, we did get we had a problem with our refrigerator. It's been about 2 weeks now with no refrigerator. Fortunately, we were able to move
Goodness,
all of our
girl.
freezer stuff into our freezer in the garage. But we have no produce, we can't keep produce, we can't keep anything cool. And so we finally, it was a Samsung. And so we had somebody come out and look at it, and they go, "Well, it's the compressor, and it's still under warranty. Call Samsung." And so we called Samsung, and they go, "Well, we'll need to send somebody out," which took a week. And the guy comes out and goes, "Oh yeah, it's not just your compressor, it's inside the walls. We can't It's stuff we can't even get to." Samsung called us back and said, "Well, we heard from our guy, and he said it's this. So since it's under warranty, we're going to give you your money back."
Oh, good.
Yeah. So as soon as we heard that, I go, get on Costco, order us a new refrigerator. It comes Wednesday.
Nice.
And so it was basically a trade-off. So we'll get the check from Samsung to pay for the Costco. And we didn't get a Samsung, by the way. We got EGE.
Is it one with where you can the you can see everything in it through the
Oh,
door, or it's got
no.
like the iPad on it that you click and it shows you everything that's in the fridge?
Hell no.
I'd love one of those.
Well,
Would save me so much time staring at that instead of just staring at the open door.
well, and
What do I want?
they even have them where they show you there's cameras inside the refrigerator to light up. So if you're at the grocery store and you go, wait, do we have any of that grape jelly? Oh yeah, there's some grape jelly. I mean, come on. Come on.
Okay, I know as first, well, A++++ first world shit that is, it would help me a lot to have something like that. It really would.
Yeah, so no, it's just pretty much what we've had, which is the French doors on the top and the drawer, freezer drawer on the bottom. So, and that's been fine. Yeah, that'll work. And it has an ice maker and it has a water dispenser. I just want some ice. We've been going to the market every day, getting 2 bags of ice, 7 pounds a piece, to keep sodas cold and to have ice water during the fucking summer.
Okay, so I know this is a little crazy, but have you ever considered just like maybe getting a little refrigerator unit,
A mini fridge.
just to sit by your chair there where you are so you don't have to get up so much and
Oh
everything?
no, that's too lazy.
Okay,
But
because I actually have one
I know
above
you
my
do.
bed, and
Yeah.
then we have one in the drawer for my mom.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, no, the reason why, because I was going to buy one, but the soonest I could get one delivered was the same day as the refrigerator's coming now. You get a
Well, that's
brand new,
okay.
you can get a brand new refrigerator delivered faster than you can get a mini fridge delivered.
I would be. Why wasn't wouldn't Amazon bring it to you the next day?
Oh no. Well, if you're going to pay $500 for one, they'll get you the next day. But if you want like a $100 range, yeah, that's going to take. Because I was looking at it last week, before they came. I was thinking, fuck it, I'll just get a mini fridge, and that way we'll at least have some way of cooling shit. And I'm going, okay, how was this one? Oh, it'll be delivered on the 24th. Okay, that's not going to do me any good. And then there was the 17th, there was the 19th, and I'm like, okay. So I started looking at Home Depot, and Home Depot had no set selection at all in stock, but they could
Wow.
get you one by the 30th.
Shit.
Yeah, so it was just like, just go to Rancho San Miguel and get 2 bags of ice every day. We've been doing this for a week now, and yeah, so
That's a way to
I'm glad it's
backfill
going to be over with. Oh.
it. No, that's good. Now you have a fun new toy.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad they didn't try to screw us.
Right, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
All
so.
right. Let's see. Well, I guess for my week, so I went to the doctor this week, and for the most part, things are pretty good. He wants to, be experimental with me, and he's giving me a home test for sleep apnea because, well, even though he was really great in the beginning, now he's all like, oh, let's test just to make sure that you don't have one, fatty. So, yeah. Because I keep saying, I don't have it. I don't have it. I know what the fuck it is. And he's like, but you're waking up every morning and you're still tired. And I'm like, I'm ADHD. I have dreams all fucking night long. No ADHD person wakes up the next morning feeling refreshed. It's just how we roll. but no, you might have it, I swear. I'm like, okay, whatever, just give me the home test. I don't give a shit. So I don't know what the home test looks like, but
I'll tell you,
whatever.
they sent me home with one.
Yeah.
And the thing is that you hook up your hands and you have to sleep like this on your
Oh,
back.
jeez. Well, okay. I'll end up being Locutus of Borg, I guess, but whatever.
And I don't sleep on my back,
Yeah.
and I don't sleep with my hands like this.
Right.
So I after and what happens is if you move into the wrong position, it wakes you up and tells you to get back in the right position.
Yeah.
So after about 2 hours of that bullshit, I said, okay, I can't sleep this way.
Right.
I didn't even have the problem to begin with. They you know and because I'm a size sleeper, I don't snore that much, and if I do, it's usually because I'm sick. When I'm
Yeah.
sick,
Yeah.
if I'm congested, if it's allergies, I may snore a little bit, but I'm usually sleeping on my side, one side or the other. So I sent back the unit and they go, you definitely have sleep apnea. We need you to come in and
Lord.
do the overnight test, because
Yeah.
that's what they'll do. They'll make you come in and they'll watch you sleep. And I'm like, okay, I wore the thing for 2 hours. I couldn't fall asleep. It kept waking me up. I don't sleep on my back. And they're like, well, then you need to really come in and have us watch you sleep. I'm like, no, I don't need this. I don't need, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm like, I've made it through, almost 56 years now of not dying in my sleep. So I think I'm fine. But no, I don't have any other symptom or anything, but he's just like determined that, well, I mean, I shouldn't say he's determined. I think he wants to rule it out. I think he comes from a good place of it. Unlike
Oh
the
no,
doctor I had before him, who, I mean, he did not even. All he did was look at me and just said, gave me every fat thing stereotypical right off the bat. Didn't even touch me, examine me, anything else. So, anyway.
yeah, I had a urologist that once said, go home and lose weight.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that because you're bald.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I ended up,
Asshole.
years later having to get surgery on it.
You should have sued him if there was a statute or something. I mean, frankly, I these you know who I wanted to sue? Speaking of, we're in my week, so I got a letter, and you've gotten one of these too, and I think it was probably from the same fucking person, some person on 51st Street in Sacramento who sends these damn Jehovah's Witnesses. Gathering email letters. She prints this stuff out and then sends brochures with it and stuff like that. And she sends it to people privately in email. So it's like a private part of,
No, it's a
which
letter, not an email.
yeah. Oh, yeah. In
Which
mail.
means
Snail mail.
somehow she's gotten her fucking address.
And not only that, but she addressed it to my dead father and spelled his name wrong. But anyway. And frankly, I just consider that an invasion of privacy and harassment. And I would, if I could, and if I could get enough people together that have gotten these letters, I would fucking try to file a lawsuit.
Well, see,
Not that I expect anything to get anything of it, but
right,
I would
according
want her to stop fucking doing that.
cease and desist. Yeah,
Yeah.
what happens is they tell, I don't know how they figure out who they're sending these things to, but they tell their people, you need to write letters to people in your neighborhood and offer them, the opportunity to come in and work with us. Bullshit,
Yeah.
bullshit. But the letters come across as kind of scary.
Yeah. I
It's
mean,
like,
it's
how do
absolutely
you know my name? How do you know where I live?
right.
What you're doing some sort of obviously you're doing some kind of research on people who living in your neighborhood,
Right, and my
that's
father's been
creepy.
dead for 4 years now, I think four years at least. So where the fuck did you get his information from? But seriously, you get a letter in the email and the thing is like, we need to save your soul or you're going to burn in hell because you're not saved. And it's like, that to me is threat and harassment. F off. Anyway, I know most people would just be like, throw it away because it's junk mail, but to me, that just pissed me off.
Well, to me, it's not junk mail when it's,
Directly sent to you.
right. And it's sent to your, and the thing is, they're doing it in the mail. So it's even, that's got to be some, I don't know. I don't know what kind of crime it is, but it's definitely feels like harassment and
Right.
almost like, I like serial killers and it sounds like something they would do.
Right. Because if it came from like their church and it was like a promotional flyer, I wouldn't like it, but it would be junk mail and I'd throw it away. But this is from an individual who has targeted you or your dead father to send
Personally.
this to, and it just seems so annoyingly wrong to me. Anyway, that aside, I also went to the dentist, got back into care there. I was very happy they got when I was able to get in, they gave me like a next day appointment. And they basically said, look at me. They said, oh, well, okay. So actually, so have you ever had where they do that cold test on your teeth?
No.
They basically take that really cold air thing and they put it on a Q-tip and then they get it ice cold and then press it against your tooth to see how you
Says,
react and like what pain. Yeah. And then the two teeth that I thought it was were sensitive, but not as sensitive as, And then he's like, okay. And he kept apologizing. He's like, I apologize in advance. I'm like, I ain't gonna stop the pain. But then he hit the one tooth, which actually turned out to be farther down than we thought it was the one. Motherfucker, when that happened, he's like, raise your hand when you feel the pain. My hand shot up, balled into a fist. It hurt so fucking bad. And then he did x-rays on it. And the root and the nerve are so deep that they couldn't even get it all on x-ray. And he's like, well, we're going to have to send you out to an oral, get approval, a referral, and oral surgery to do that because we're worried that it wouldn't be just a simple extraction for you. Lovely. And then he's like, and also, are you aware that you still have a part of a wisdom tooth that's trying to work its way through your through the gum? I'm like, no. Is that like the other tooth that I have a tooth that's like actually stuck up to the gum that never came down? That's lovely too. Anyway, so they sent me home, of course, with ibuprofen and acetaminophen and an antibiotic and said, okay, here you go. Here's the medication that's going to make you loopy and shit your brain out. But yay. Okay. So anyway, there's that. And now I'm waiting for a referral. And then I have to go back in and start like the cleaning and the prep for all the rest of my work in 2 weeks.
But you're out of pain.
I know I'm not out of pain, but the medication for the most part does like knock out. I'm having some pain now, but I can think when I was having the pain before, it was like a level 9. And he's like, okay, well, so it's not a level 10. And I'm like, if it's a level 10, I'm taking whatever sharp object I can and jamming it into my head because it will be too much to bear. But yeah.
Yeah, I always like when they go, oh, so it's not terrible. Oh, wait, nine isn't terrible?
I know. I'm like, yeah, no, it is horrific, horrific pain. Anyway. All right. So that's that update. Other than that, the new matinee minutia is out, and we talked about the when time ran out, which we talked about on the last episode here. So I won't go into a bunch of detail, but if you want to hear how I what scorched earth on that the lovely movie, you can go check it out on Matinee Minutia and also learn some interesting facts about different things that are connected with it. All right, I am watching Doctor Who, still on my path through that. I am in the Peter Capaldi years, the Jenna Coleman episodes still, and I think I have finally gotten to the end of those, and finally gotten to the end of the Danny Pink, who, if anyone doesn't remember, but is a Doctor Who fan, that was her boyfriend when Clara was in a school teacher, who she went from being a nanny to a school teacher. That was interesting, real quick there. But that was her boyfriend, and he was one of the worst characters in the entire 20, what is it, 40, 50 years that Doctor Who has been on. He was probably one of the worst characters on there. Not saying the actor was bad, but there was absolutely whatever they were trying to do to create, to reflect on Doctor Who and whatever his character development was or whatever. This character was just stupid, just disjointed, pointless. His dialogue and his attitude made no sense. The whole thing was that he was a bitter soldier because he and damaged because he had PTSD because he killed a kid in war, and then he treated Doctor Who like shit. And the whole thing just did not make any fucking sense. Anyway, I think I'm done with those two. And Clara was fun for some part of it, but for the most part, I'm done. Anyway, moving on. The only other thing that I've been watching TV wise is Naked and Afraid. I am back on some of that, including XL, Shipwrecked, and Last One Standing. So here's a few ob just real quick observations. Why are some of these people cast over and over and over when they almost always get sick or med tapped? And then they still cast them again. I swear they put on these women. Some of the women on Last One Standing, they're like, "Oh, I'm so excited about this journey, and I'm going to spend 46 days in the African outback, and we're going to just do." And then she's all like, "Oh, I have a disease that I get colder than anyone else, and it makes my hands ball up into fists, and I can't move, and I'm sick all the time, and I'm like, well, then why the fuck are you there in the middle of winter?" No. Anyway, just ridiculous things like that. And character and I say characters, but people, survivalists, hardcore survivalists, they go on the show and they get sick within like the first week over, and this happens show after show after series, and it's just, I'm so done with that. Anyway, and then some of them are so clueless about how they come across, even though they've been on multiple series. They are like, "Well, on the last one, they even made me look really bad." And I'm like, "That's because you behaved like that. It wasn't just the editing. You were a dick." What's my other observations? On the last XL was a complete mess. Half the cast dropped off within the first 3 days. They actually had to bring people in to make it at a viable show at that point. And then this one guy who thinks he's a natural survivalist because he like had Native American in his family like a long time ago and watched some YouTube videos, And he's so creepy. And these people, like, I swear, they just don't understand what the fuck you're saying to them when you're like, no, the beach is going to flood. See where the line is? It's right up to our camp. No, it's not. And then that night it floods. Or can we put some canopy shelters over our camp because it's going to fucking rain? Look, storm clouds, thunder, lightning. Oh, it's not going to rain. Half an hour later, it's fucking pouring.
Oh, all my stuff is wet.
I know. And that's what they, I'm so miserable. Or, oh, it'll be fine. We're just going to be out here with 10,000 fucking bugs and mosquitoes eating at us all night. And the next day, we're going to be like, I don't know why I'm so itchy. Well, look at your back. It looks like, I don't even know what it looks like. Bubble wrap.
Yeah, well, it's just the I know that part of the attraction of the show is to watch people staying in terrible situations. I get that. But then the rest of it is, why do we have to watch so much of it? Why are these people so it's
It's like
and
they're.
these are professionals. These are people who know what they're supposedly know what they're doing.
Right. And you go on there and they're like, okay, the three most important things are clean water, a shelter, and oh gosh, what's the other? Clean water, shelter,
Fire.
yes, thank you, and fire. Those are the three most important things to do. Well, we'll look at those later. I want to go exploring for berries. God.
Yeah.
Anyway,
And you know, the difference here, because this is what I always hear from people, well, you should try it. And it's like, no,
Right.
the whole
It's
point is, I know better than to do this.
exactly. I'm not going to go do that because I can see by watching you, I would not be able to. No. No, thank you. No, thank you, ma'am. But anyway, what was my other note? Oh, and some of these people are such complete assholes, and they want to be alone. And yet, you've seen the show, you auditioned for the show, you went on the show, you know what the fuck is going to happen and how the show works. But you still get on there and you're miserable because you have to deal with partners. Like, just anyway.
Yeah.
The only good spot, well, I shouldn't say that, but one of the good spots is yesterday I did get to see Spider-Man in the big theater, and it was very, very fun. I really, really loved it. And I can't wait for the next one. Well, I have to, but I just really enjoy this Spider-Man series, and it just keeps getting staying good. So.
Well, and what I loved was, and I won't spoil, but when you find out who the villain is, it was like, I did, this is what I did. I was so excited. It was, it's just, they're clever, they're fun, and they really know what they're doing.
They do. And the only thing, I don't think this is spoilerish, but the one thing that did kind of catch me is when he finally is talking to the person and he's like, don't do that. You're not a killer. And I'm like, have you watched the rest of the movie? Do you know how many people have just been like shot, killed, dumped off building? Like, dude, yeah, kind of is.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, you're right. I did not see that coming until right before when our friend, our dear friend Clint leaned over to me and said, I think it's blah blah blah. And I'm like, really? And then it was. So yeah, that
Yeah.
was pretty cool.
Well, it's so funny because I was talking about to a mutual friend of ours. I said, I don't understand why, how these people interact, and why haven't we seen, why haven't we seen the Fantastic Four? Why haven't we seen the X-Men? Why have we not seen Spider-Man
Yes.
in the Marvel movies? And they go, they're not in the same dimension. And I'm like, oh, bullshit, bullshit. It's all Marvel. They can all be there together. You know, it's fine.
Well,
And
and I did see, and I do understand that with the Fantastic Four, because that was the whole thing, is that they drug their Earth into, or whatever, into our reality. So I get that one, but the X-Men stuff, you're right.
It's just, to me, it's like, it's the whole, it's Marvel. Now, I don't intend to see DC mixing with Marvel. That's fine. But if it's Marvel, it's all Marvel. If it's DC, it's all DC. By the way, there's a new show starting on HBO that's a DC thing. And they've got, I know they've got the Green Lantern, and they've got a couple other characters. It looks like it's going to be really good. It's going to be on HBO, so it's starting soon.
I mean, that's, I love the DC characters. It's just some of their movies have been kind of like,
Well, with the no, they've really only had one
Wonder Woman.
exceptional Wonder Woman. I mean, even the Superman that just came out was fine, but they're just not up to the quality of Wonder Woman.
Right. Now, I did like Wonder Woman and, or no, One Woman,
Supergirl.
yes, but Supergirl and the new Superman. I really did like those movies, but Wonder Woman is still like
Yeah, it's
the
just so
gold
far ahead.
standard.
And I don't understand, because with Marvel, it's just about every single thing is right up there. So I don't know, maybe it's because they did have that guy that was doing so much of the DC stuff, and Snyder, Zack Snyder, I think was
Zack
his name.
Snyder. Although I will say, and this was very hard for me to get through 4 hours of what was it, Super Friend, whatever one that they redid for 4 hours, Superman versus Batman or something like that. But when I saw that, it made so much more sense. The movie actually was good, the story was good. Just 4 hours was a lot, but I
I
think
mean,
that the editing plays a part in some of that
yeah, I
too.
think Gotham is better than the TV series was better than
Oh yeah.
a lot of the DC movies. So yeah, I don't know why they can't figure it out, 'cause they obviously did once. So I don't know. I don't get it, 'cause Aquaman, garbage. Those were
Oh,
garbage.
and the second one even worse.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Golly.
terrible, terrible. Okay.
Okay, so go see Spider-Man. Love it or hate it, camping. Well, we just kind of talked about that. No, thank you. Not unless
No.
it is like a primo. What do they call it? Not a tent, but a. Yeah, you can hook it.
Glamping.
Okay, I was gonna say Winnebago or something like that. Then maybe, but
Well,
otherwise,
you know,
no, thank you.
I don't mind being out like in a cabin, but I
Oh
don't,
yeah, but
I'm
is
not
that
going to sleep on
camping?
the ground. I'm not going to, not going to do it. I can't, with my asthma, I can't sit around the fire and kumbaya, if the wind whips the smoke my way, then I can't breathe. So I'm just not a camper. And actually, I think that the biggest problem people have is they don't know their limitations on things. And I'm not saying it's a limitations are you should never limit yourself. It's like, no, I know what I can do. I know not to go on Naked and Afraid. Okay? So these are the things I know about myself. And more people know about themselves, the better, the happier they're ultimately going to be. And one of Timothy's questions later, it glides right into that. Okay.
Because I did camping like when I was younger, when I was a kid, when I was we did, even teenage and then my homeless years and shit like that. We did all of that stuff. Been there, done that. Now it better be in damn style and I better be comfortable. But I ain't sleeping on the floor. I'm not going to the bathroom in the woods. No.
And you know what? I want a toilet within walking distance of my bed.
Yes.
And because I remember
And a
last time I,
shower.
not the last time, but one of the times I camped out, it was, everybody's on top of each other camp wise. So you didn't have any space in between. And I'm hearing people zzz, hearing the tent thing open up, and they're pissing next to my fucking tent.
Oh yes, I have I yep.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
no. I want, give me a 5-star cabin, and then we can
Yeah.
talk.
Yeah. All
Okay.
right. Well, getting to Timothy's questions. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know. Some gay bars started using facial recognition tech to identify their patrons. They quit using it after some backlash. Question: do LGBT plus establishments have a greater responsibility to protect customers' privacy than ordinary bars do? Think about closeted patrons, people whose families don't know they're LGBTQ plus, or people whose jobs or communities could be affected by being identified. Yeah, even without all that, I still think that gay bars do have a greater responsibility not to use that kind of technology.
Well, I just don't think it needs to be used at all.
Well,
Whether it's
I
just
agree
because,
actually with
I
that,
mean, in the
yeah.
same sense, if you've got this technology and somebody posts something online and you are a teetotaler, except you're out at a bar and you're heterosexual, it doesn't, if you don't want, we go to places, establishments to get away from things, not to have ourselves exposed for going to these places.
Right.
And even, I even like I was in Penney's. Okay, first of
Yeah.
all, I'm in Penney's looking for clothes for a wedding that I'm going to. And there's one changing room and it's in the children's section.
Yeah.
So
Thank you.
I'm not going to go into a changing room with children undressing. It's just, first of all, it's
Right.
wrong. So
Yeah.
I was actually trying on, I had shorts on, so I'm trying on pants in the actual fat boy area of the store. And then as I'm leaving, security's following me. So it's just, I don't like the idea of ever, having, and of course, I'm sure they've got pictures of me somewhere that they, oh, look, this guy's trying on clothes. He's walking out with these clothes. And it's like, stop it. I mean, what's wrong with you? I'm 66 years old and there's nowhere for me to sit to try on
Right.
clothes.
Yep.
And you want me to go into a dressing room that has children changing their clothes. I'm not going to deal with that shit. And
No.
as I'm leaving, there's a security guard following, not following me out, just
Yeah.
following me. It was, so yeah, I think
Well, it's
we've
not
got to
like you're
stop.
Ken Paxton and stole a $1,000 pen.
Yeah, we just have to stop, constant. And what do they want facial recognition for anyway?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. It's like you're affecting. I mean, if you're a bar in an area where you've been shot up 3 or 4 times, I don't know. Maybe I can understand that a little bit more. But
Well,
if you have security cameras,
right,
that's
there's a
all you
difference.
need,
Yeah,
right?
there's a difference between security cameras and recognizing your patrons, people who've been in the bar
Right.
before, by
And
their
on top of
face.
that, the when we go to the bar, they have where when people go into the bar, they ask for their ID because you have to present your ID in California, and then they scan it. They already put it like through a scanner, so
Really?
they already have yeah,
Yeah,
at the
because
bar that we go to.
well, because I was at the comedy club and oh, let me see your ID. So I'm showing my ID, and he's not even looking at it. He's just putting the tag around my wrist, and that is because what you just said. You, it, if you're if somebody looks at you and they go, okay, you're obviously over 21. I just need to make sure that you have an ID,
Right.
because you can't be in a bar drinking without proof. And if you didn't have that ID, then what would happen is the bar would be liable for serving alcohol without people with
Exactly.
IDs. But that's fine. I don't know why they're scanning it though. That's creepy. Because that sounds exactly what is they're talking about here. It may not be facial recognition, but they are looking at your shit.
All right. Hey,
Okay.
Jobs. Timothy wants to know, former NBA player Enes Kanter, Freedom, and Royce White, mockingly claimed that they would identify as women in order to become eligible for the WNBA. Caitlyn Jenner publicly praised the stunt while reiterating her opposition to trans women competing in women's sports. She's against it. Does Caitlyn Jenner being transgender herself give her opinion on transgender athletes more credibility, less credibility, or neither? Should belonging to a group give someone's opinion about issues affecting that group additional weight? I would say she's a fucking nutbag. She's a Republican. She's MAGA. She's always been, I don't care, before she transitioned, after she transitioned, she's a word that I'm not going to say here. But you know what? No, it doesn't. I mean, normally I would say that if you are speaking in again for things that are important to your community, that what am I
Well, she
saying?
doesn't, first
Give
of
them
all,
rights
she
that
doesn't give a
better
shit about her
than
community. It doesn't matter.
no. She
I
gives a
mean,
shit about her money and her notoriety.
right. And when what's she going to make money off of? And as far as these idiots who, this is just bullying. It's all bullying. It's these guys, this Royce White I told you about last week. He's the guy running for office. And if he doesn't get an office, then maybe he'll just go into the WNBA and win tournaments. And it's like, you don't care about that. You're trying to make some kind of fucking point because you're just an asshole.
Well, and on
And
top of
you're
that, you're retired for a reason. You're a tired old fuck, and those women can run circles around you now, so piss off.
well, that's not even the point.
I
The point
know, but
is
that's just a little
why.
side note that I
Yeah, and
decided to.
okay, fair enough. And Caitlyn Jenner, who cares about what she thinks?
No, she's.
I mean, she's a Republican. She's actually voting against what's better for her.
This is the same as Lindsey Graham getting up there and voting against every gay rights bill when you're a
Right.
fucking closeted little queen. The only thing is Caitlyn isn't in the closet. She's sitting there going, "Oh yes, please beat me, kill me. I'm trans." Ooh. I'm sorry, that was probably a little over the top, but she's just a mess. All right. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, spooky season is almost here and haunt houses are already starting to pop up. But here's the problem. Some fanatic guests tend to harass or touch or scare actor the scare actors who are portraying their favorite villains. When people pay for an immersive experience like Halloween Horror Nights, where should the line be drawn between participation in the fantasy and respecting the real person underneath the costume? And who bears the greater responsibility for enforcing that line, the guest or the company? And as theater people, we have opinions.
Well, okay, first of all, this is what I was telling you about earlier. I know my limitations. I have hurt people in a haunted house. And it was and so there's a little of them drawing the line, not knowing where that line is, and now I don't go because I'm drawing that line. Because the one that I went to, what happened was First of all, they were having people right behind you, walking behind you, invading that space.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so that was on them. So when he's actually running into me, I pushed him out of the way. I didn't hurt him. It just get the fuck away from me, you know.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
And that's fine. But when I did hurt somebody was, you're walking through an area, and they have holes along the floor line, and people were sticking their hands out and grabbing your legs and feet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so I stomped a couple hands. But I didn't, you know,
It was probably
you.
an immediate reaction. It wasn't
Yes, I mean, it wasn't.
intentional.
I'm not going in there to be an asshole. But I
Right.
know that if you're going to be that
And
immersed in this, I don't need to go. I know better. And I think that the thing is that you have to, well, if somebody picks a fight deliberately with these people, and the people don't draw back, and there's any kind of interference, that's not that's the guest should know better.
Right.
And but then you what happens is these guys get they get drugged up, are drunk because, oh, it's going to be so much fun if we're altered when we go through the haunted house. And so they start acting up.
Yeah.
And but the actors are trying to, I mean, if someone's coming after you with a chainsaw, you know, it's fine. You can scream, ah, but most of the time you're going to be like, fuck this, you know. It's an immediate reaction. And that's where I think the problem is, you know, if you got a bunch of zombies and they're trying to bite you, okay. I don't know. I don't know how you draw that line, but you can't touch the patrons.
Right. And
Don't touch us.
that's okay. So my thing is, and it always harkens back to when you're talking about the people going to them, it always harkens back to remember when people used to put their foot on the stage
Yeah.
when the during the show,
Hey Tex, are
or
you in show business?
right,
No, I'm not. Well, then get your fucking foot off
exactly,
the stage.
Lily Tomlin rules.
No, Lily.
And then
Lily von Stupp.
when that guy got up and was like
Yeah, Lily
trying on the
Tomlin did do
fur
that to
coat
you.
during trolling
Oh yeah. Well,
and stuff, yeah.
how about the people who got up and looked at the DVDs on the wall?
Oh,
They were seeing
yeah,
what
I forgot
DVDs we had.
about that. Yeah.
Well, also, just us girls, they were looking at, they got out on stage and started looking at the art and the
Yeah.
books that were there and stuff. Well, I funny that because I've been wanting to mention this to you. In England now, they have what's known as a safety curtain. And it's like a regular, it's usually based on just a curtain, but what it says is, get the fuck off the stage.
Oh.
You don't belong there. So
Okay.
nobody can get up and touch props or, you know,
Yeah.
and that's before the show, after the show, and during the intermission.
That's
So
good.
yeah, and you can always make that safety curtain kind of cool, you
Yeah.
know, so it's, you know, shine the name of the show on there, whatever.
Right.
But they're doing that because they've had too many people get their ass onto the stage. And you don't belong there.
Right, especially and imagine having these days having a black box stage, or theater in the round or something like that.
Right. Well,
Anyway.
they did Romeo and Juliet with the guy from Heartbreakers and
Oh yeah, Heartstoppers. Yeah.
Heartstoppers.
Yeah.
And so yeah, they had to have people making sure that nobody run up on stage to meet him during the show.
That's and see, that is where so I mean, and I know that this has probably happened all throughout theater history and everything, but it shows a greater sense of people these days not being properly taught that you just don't do that shit, that you have to
Right.
keep a distance, that you don't touch the props, that you don't touch the actors, especially younger people these days when they get into places like this immersive experience where they think it's okay to push, beat, stomp,
Well,
hug,
I mean, we could go all Patti LuPone on this. You don't
right.
talk on your phone. You
Oh,
don't
yeah,
look at a
there's that too.
text. You don't talk to you're watching a play. Don't talk to the people next to you. It's not intermission. Shut the fuck up. You don't, you
Exactly.
know, you've just, there's no fucking courtesy for the show that you're seeing. And
And
that's the same thing in this is I don't know if it is a problem, but obviously Timothy thinks it is, or that there has been problems. So, and I could see that drunk heterosexual guys, trying to be cool.
Exactly, and that's usually what it boils down to. But I will say on the flip side of that, something like what they did with you when they do get too close and stuff like that, I do find that I interactive or immersive is different than interactive. I don't want somebody right up in my face with like a leather mask and stuff like that. When you're a couple feet away, okay, yeah, that's a little scary. I get it. You're being scary. That's what I've paid my money to get from you. But when you are 3 inches away from me, that's too much.
I mean, imagine you're going through a Night of Living Dead or The
I
Walking
wouldn't, but
Dead,
yes, I'm
and
imagining.
somebody's coming up behind you and they grab your shoulders and they're trying to bite your neck. Okay, I'm
No.
gonna have a problem with that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, me too. All right, Timothy, I hope that answered some of your questions. And if you guys would like to weigh in and comment on any of that, just send us an email at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. And now, what's in your lunchbox? Well, Mr. Moose wrote in and said, here's what's in my box before my birthday. No, he said, grilled chicken sandwich with cheese and bacon on rye. Good sandwich and fries. That just sounds lovely.
I love rye.
I do like rye on some sandwiches, but I love a really good toasted sandwich like that. And I suck at it, but I do like them. Next up, we have found a very simple recipe for bagels, and these don't have to be boiled. Made some today and they are delicious. Poppy seeds and sesame seeds.
What the
And that
fuck? How is it
sesame
fucking
pepper.
making bagels?
I know. I was looking at that going, oh my God, that's so cool. Why don't I have someone to bake like that for me?
I know. And if you look at it and you go, okay, I need some sliced turkey, some mayo or maybe cream cheese, and some
Maybe.
bacon, and
Yeah, but no
yum.
lettuce, not yet. Not for another several years. We have let's see, baked a pan of sausage balls.
Oh.
going to have these for breakfast over the next few days. Used sharp white cheddar in them and hot sausage seasoned with Italian dressing.
Interesting.
Yeah, very.
I never heard of these.
Sausage balls? I've heard of them, but not like this,
Not
not
like
like
this.
where
I
you
mean,
want to eat them.
sausage balls, we call them meatballs, but these, okay, obviously there's some flour in there, so they're like maybe like sausage and cheese biscuit kind of things,
I don't know. I
because
know Larry King makes a really good well, sausage ball, but he just, meatballs. So
once again I'm hungry.
yeah. We stopped in a fast food restaurant today called Guthrie's Chicken Fingers. Tenders were real meat, hand breaded and cooked to order, served with a ruminade sauce that has a lot of flavor. Slaw had a bit too much mayo, but was sweet and flavorful. Crinkle cut fries were crunchy. Crunchy. We'll go back there.
Yeah, I'll go back there too. And look,
All
there's a
right.
little toasted piece of bread too. probably brioche.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, that does look like too much mayo on that coleslaw. But those, and look at, do you like crinkle cut fries?
Yeah, I like fries, period. But yes, I think I do like those most.
Just, you know, and they these look cooked. That's
Yes,
my
that's the
only
thing.
complaint with
Yeah.
fries is that they're not crispy. And if I hold it and it bends, it's not done.
I like a crispy outside and a soft-ish inside.
Yeah, that's just too
And
good.
those
Yeah.
chicken, those strips. Oh, look at the fry on those.
I'm still having a moment from the bagels.
Well, and okay, so why do they serve serve toast with meals like this?
It's there's just some places that do that. I'm trying to
Dairy
think.
Queen.
Yeah, it's just it's kind of like we haven't really heard of sausage balls, but I
Yeah.
guess in North Carolina it's,
It's a big
you know,
thing.
everyone knows about them. What are you talking about?
Balls are
And
big there.
well, yeah, it's just it's so interesting how you know, like with the boiled potatoes from last month,
Oh, yes.
never had heard of that
That sounded
before.
so good.
And I found that you can actually you can actually get them here. I saw them at Kroger's. The little potatoes, and I think it even comes with a salt thing. So, you know, but yeah, it's just it's like I love learning about stuff I've never heard of. That it that oh yeah, everyone has these in Connecticut. Okay, great, huh?
Cool.
Shit.
Yeah. I just always kind of wondered why they did. Not that I'm complaining because I usually like it, but I didn't understand if there was a purpose for it other than being yummy. All right. What's in your lunchbox? If you want to send us stuff that's in your lunchbox, we encourage you to. And also, we want you to go over and check out these photos so that you can get hungry
We
while
still
looking at
have
it.
some, we still have photos.
That's true. Sorry. My Trello cut off there. All right. So yes, we do have a little a bit of very, very yummy stuff.
Well, since I have not been able to, I mean, we've cooked a little bit, but we can't, if there's any leftovers, we have to eat everything. So we've been trying to stick to just picking up meals. And so, on Wednesdays at the fire wings that you've been to before, they have 10 wings for $9.50, which is around here is a deal. But they have that they have that on Wednesdays, and so this is Sean always gets one called Korean Kick, which is it's more tangy than spicy, but it's he loves it. And then this is garlic parmesan. And for some reason, the one on 15th and Q has the best chicken. It's, they're all big, huge pieces. So, like when we have theater on Wednesday nights, on our way home, we'll stop and get chicken on the way home. So, and this other is it's a nacho from Dos Coyotes,
Wow.
and it's steak with guacamole and sour cream. And then chips covered in cheese and some refried beans. The problem is
Uh-oh.
that they use real cheese on the chips.
Oh.
And what happens is it starts coagulating right away. And so if you get the nacho cheese, that's a blend of ch real cheese and fake cheese, and it stays somewhat liquidy. It's like you know, when
Wet.
you're having a grilled cheese sandwich and you have the grilled cheese sandwich has a Velveeta on it and it stays nice and gooey. That's what you want on that's what I want on nachos. So that was the only problem. By the time I have two or three chips, I'm now picking up half the thing because it's all stuck together. But
I my mouth is watering looking at that plate.
Yeah, it was tasty, and it's funny because Sean, I said, "What do you want?" And or he said, "What do you want?" And I said, Well, I'll get the nachos, and he goes, which kind of nachos? And I go, whatever you're going to eat, because I get to a point where I'm done with the nachos. But it's so big. It's so big. It's like a plate. It's a huge plate. It's more of a platter than it is a plate. So, and if you want to see those, what's in the lunchbox, you go to facebook.com slash Chubbs Gone Wild. You can email us at the show at chubbsgonewild@gmail.com. And that would include what you're having for lunch, or if you just want to send us something that's crazy, and
Ish.
I mean, we're not going to put up like wiener shots or anything like that. So
No, but
yeah.
we'll look at them.
Oh my God,
Maybe
no,
comment
stop,
on them.
stop. Now that
But
sounds
that's
like
a
you're
whole
asking
different
for it.
show. We have a
Yeah,
whole different
that's
show for
right. Yeah,
that.
Matt's got another show for that.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to find Matt's other projects, you can and books, you can go to justkisstheguide.com or
And if you're watching us on YouTube, which we know you are, Sean, please like and subscribe and maybe leave a comment and tell us where you're from or what your favorite part of the show is or, what you'd like to see us do. Oh, wait, no, that's a different show too.
oh,
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. We love you. Have a great week. We'll catch you next time.
I
Bye.
this has been a For Fuck's Sake production.